crescendo, then the outro.
Ooh.
And then here we go.
That was very, very metally, kind of not the real direction that we're trying to go in with this episode. I think we need to go really hip-hoppity, titty, pussy on the wall kind of shit. Like, I don't know. Like, Badger is in the room, and that's why I say all that shit. Good job, right. Badger. Oh, yeah. Dude, we got a fucking, we got applause from the rapist over here. I like that, alleged rapist. But before we do any of that, Badger, you know what time it is?
What time is it?
Shut the fuck up. Listen up.
People, let me tell you about my best friend. He's a warm-hearted person who loves me till the end.
You're listening to Pigs Radio, broadcasting live from a secret location in Compton, California. The talk show that makes psychiatrists see other psychiatrists. Other psychiatrists.
Other psychiatrists. What the fuck are you guys laughing at already? What's going on over here?
This guy is so entertained right now.
Who, the
he hasn't
guy?
Even begun yet.
Oh, dude, we were pre-coming all over, like, everything a few minutes ago. Like, it is fucking insane today. There's nothing really special on the table, but, I mean, Badger. Let's get up for the one and only Badger. 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 Fucking Torn. Fucking. What? Who said that?
Fucking Nut Gobbler.
What?
None. I didn't say anything. I did not say a fucking.
That was a very mysterious thing that came out from nobody. Mm-hmm. But would you say gauntlet?
Like gladiators?
Or cuntlet? Like, I didn't hear any of that.
I said nuts gobbler.
Oh, nut gobbler. Oh,
so okay. It was you.
That's what I heard. I'm not You'll saying I charged. Did it. I just heard somebody say nut gobbler. I'm like, God damn, that motherfucker's funny. That's all I have to say.
I think all the dudes who's gotten their nuts gobbled by the badger would agree. Shout out at Caesar Tanner's at 1236 Barbershop in the beach. Dude, he even got fucking points on that one. Badger, how are you doing this week? Are you excited for today's show? Because I am.
I'm so excited.
Dude, that music is so happy. I feel like I'm in Disneyland. About to get
it's
touched by a mouse.
Ride.
It is the Badger ride. I don't think everyone here doesn't want to ride the Badger ride, but they will. Especially that guy right there in the edge. Like, look at him.
he loves Badgers.
He doesn't even know what's going on.
Like I know. He looks like Ron Jeremy from a little far. Like, dude, like he looks like he can get into some shit. Like, he just looks
he's
like it.
Yeah, he's looking at you like he's ready to mount you. You know, he's like ready to go and shit. What's up?
I'm a mounter.
I will mount
Badger,
you.
Badger, watch out. You're going to be mounted.
He's a mounting girl.
Now, who does always all the mounting at video games, and I don't know what else she fucking does, but she's an artist or something. I don't know exactly what you do.
It's all right.
But it's cool because you're interesting. But let's get up for the one and only Madam S. Hi, Madam S. Oh, shit.
I know. They're so lovely.
Dude, these guys, all three of them clap for you. Only that motherfucker clap for the Badger. Like,
that's because he's like, what's up, Badger?
Oh, shit.
It's okay.
I think I need
to give it up for these hot gentlemen here.
Oh, shit. She said hot gentlemen. Out of these three, who would you fuck first?
That one.
Oh, no shit. Is it the
beard? I like the beard. Yeah, I like the
beard.
Okay.
I'm about to say, like, the fucking Dennis Rodman fucking nose ring.
Could be both.
What, quick round? Quick round of fuck, marry, kill? Who would you fuck? Who would you marry? Who would you kill? Come on. Which one? Fuck, marry, kill.
I would fuck this one, marry that one, kill that one.
That's no fucking.
You don't even know him to say.
I know. Well, he said I had to do it.
For all you know, he has the world's biggest fucking dick and just like.
Ron Jeremy.
Just fucking Ron Jeremy shit and just.
He's sweet, though.
He probably pulled up in a Lamborghini or some shit. You don't even know, man.
No. He has a rape van.
Oh, shit. I have a 72 Pinot.
By the way, how else would you get the beer and whatever else he does to whatever show they're going to?
They need the rape van.
With windows, though. With windows. So, Madam S, thank you for being on the show. And, of course, the very rapey, the very mysterious, the very non-open but kind of open, but back in the closet kind of open. By the way, I'm sorry about all your people that happened over the weekend.
Yeah, no, it's Pride Month.
People were shot up. What the fuck, dude?
I know, right?
Fucking assholes, dude. Just assholes out there fucking doing asshole shit.
Let's get it for the very sheer, very mysterious mystery, nigga. How are you doing today?
I'm bummed. Ooh. I'm fucking bummed, man.
I know. You got a what on here. I don't know what that means, but I'm going to go with it. Sir, you get points for that.
But yeah.
So Pride was this weekend, and then, I don't know, some other shit happened. Yeah, pretty gnarly. No one cares.
Pretty fucked up. People got killed, man. Yeah. You know, I'm all bummed out over it, so whatever.
All I know is if you can take a dick, you can take a joke. That's all I know.
But it's not a joke, Dick.
Oh, no? Oh, okay. I get it. You get points. Right. All right, so Pigs Radio is happy to host and produce, and I don't know, we haven't done anything with these guys yet, but we have the Time Seekers. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
You got to go look at their logo. You're going through all of it right now.
Yeah. So we have the Time Seekers live in studio. Thank you guys for coming down.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They sounded really excited when they first came in. Now they're kind of dying out a little bit.
All right. Let's pick up the energy.
Shot the water.
I know, dude. This guy was just loving everything. I was playing some Disturbed earlier. The hair was going everywhere. It was a fucking monstrous party here.
You got him stoned. That's what happened, man.
Allegedly. Allegedly. All right. So starting from right to left, let's get the name that you host. I don't know where I was going with that either.
Yeah. What the fuck is that?
The name that your slave name and
your artist name.
Yeah, okay, your artist name. There we go. That sounds even better. The position you play in the band and your best dinosaur impression.
God, my name is JL. I make the music, the beats, all that stuff. And ooh. How's that one?
Okay, that's so good. That was like a
baboon or something.
That was like a baboonosaurus. Okay.
I have no idea what dinosaurs sound like. I wasn't there then.
By the way, I like how he takes pride. Like I do everything. These guys are just the front pretty guys. Yeah. I do all the fucking work.
I make the beats. So
that's right. I don't know. I think I can make beats here. Hold on, Badger.
No. You're not gonna make beats.
Oh, okay. Wrong. No.
It sounds like you're fucking taking shit right now.
Wrong. Can I make it in this industry? Come on.
So by being the beat maker here, then you get automatically half of the fucking money.
Hope so.
He would hope so. They don't think they would.
No, I got 19 kids, man.
Wait, who has 19 kids?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, about to say.
Well, if you're Mexican, I believe it.
He's the ODB of the fucking their game right here. You know what I mean?
Telling you, Ron Jeremy over here. Fuck. All right, so I'm sorry. What do you play in the band?
I just basically make the music, man. I make the beats, and I hang out with these fools and get a little crazy. That's all I do.
But you sing also, though.
Oh, I sing a little bit, but I'm not much of a singer, no. But, you'll hear it in some of the music.
More of the hype guy.
Yeah, you're like Santana.
I am the hype guy. I guess that's what they hired me for. Exactly. Santana.
You're like Santana,
he's
right?
He's one of my idols, yes, sir.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can't you tell by the long, luscious hair, all the locks?
I just thought he really liked wrestling or something. I don't know.
Lucha Libre.
He, like WWE shit. Yeah, no. He's
rocking the Troy Polamalu right here.
Oh. All right, so who do we have here?
Bob Logic, I'm an MC, and I just recently started making videos as well, music videos.
Oh, about to say porn? Like, did you already give up on the fucking dream?
That's soon to come as well.
Okay, there we go.
That makes a lot of money. What do you mean, give up on the dream?
No, I'm just saying, no, I'm talking about the rap dream. I'm not talking about, he's just starting off. He's already doing porn. Normally, you wait for the last resort or be a Kardashian or whatever the fuck that shit is. All right, and your best dinosaur impression?
All right.
Ow!
It's like a scared cat, but I'll take it.
It sounded like a catasaurus getting stepped on its fucking lizard tail.
Yeah, middle of the night. Yeah.
That's what that was. And I like that. So Bob Logic, I like it.
Thank you.
All right, so who do we have here?
All right, man, I'm Ed Dilla from the Time Seekers. I do the writing, engineer the mixing and stuff like that, and have a great time with the fellas right here.
Did you say Bob Dilla?
Ed Dilla.
Ed Dilla, okay.
That's right.
Dude, you sound like you should totally be on WWE wrestling.
I should be some kind of announcer or something.
Yeah, straight up. All right, so how long have you guys been doing this project for? And tell us a little bit about it.
Hold up.
The one that you forgot to ask.
I know, dude. Oh, look at him, dude. He's finally ready to come out on fucking wrestling right now. That's like how he fucking opens up and
just
walks down the fucking aisle. Yeah, dude.
Sparklers everywhere and shit.
I felt left out. You know, I had to stop it real quick.
That was the best dinosaur next to his Catasaurus and his his fucking whatever-a-saurus. All right, so how long have you guys been doing the project? And tell us where the name came from.
Well, Time Seekers, it came essentially, each of us kind of see it a little differently, and that's the beauty of the name. But at the end of the day, we just kind of were just spitballing, talking about, what should our group be called and all that. And it's just Time Seekers, like who doesn't want more time on this earth, more time to be with your family, more time to make more money, more time just, there's never enough time,
just
what I mean? So
time
in general, So
time is like, money, right?
Hella philosophical right there. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I was just like, damn, dude, I just got the whole life fucking story. Like, damn, this dude's deep. Now, do you have a little bit of an accent? Do I hear an accent? Or
yeah, I'm a Mexican.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if that was the black thing because you're rapping like to sound like that. Or
the funny part is that I don't hear myself with an accent, but everybody tells me I have one. So, but I'm talking right now and I don't hear it.
It's real subtle. It's subtle. It's not like, hey, you want some popcorn?
So he speaks beaner. Got it.
But it's okay. It's not as bad as when people come in and they say Slauson. And I'm like, Slauson? And they're like, no, I don't know what that is. And I'm like, Slauson? And they're like, yeah, I know where that is. Like, yeah.
Slauson is stupid.
You're fucking stupid, eh?
Stupid.
Or 100. Like, who says it like that?
Andre?
My dad says it that way. Yeah. Horrible.
Mine too.
So, now, did all you guys know each other before you guys started grouping as rapping as a group?
grouping as a group. Grouping it up.
Well, so basically, Edward, and myself, we were doing shows together, and we just, we're getting booked at the same shows.
Yeah, we didn't know.
So, yeah, we started seeing each other all the time, like, hey, you're cool, whatever, let's do a track together, and we just kept it going from there, And Jay and Edward go back, since.
Even further.
Yeah, even further than that. So Edward was like, you know what, I got my buddy, and Jay just came on board, and we just been working since, 2009?
Yeah.
2008.
So you guys have been doing it for a stretch,
right? Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Oh, yeah. 4 minutes, oh, yeah. Really.
I started recording Edward when he was 17 years old, I think.
17.
Sounds a little pervy to anybody else.
He was in the van.
Hey, can I record?
Down by the river.
He had a recording booth in the van, though. He had a recording booth in the van, though.
If he had more than like two windows in the back and on the side, it wasn't a rape van. Not a rape van.
It was soundproof,
All right, so you've been rapping since you were 17?
17.
All right. And do you have any influences?
Yeah, man. One group I really enjoyed listening to was like Bone Thugs and Harmony, and I was really into that West Coast, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, and all the West Coast family, you know what I mean?
Badger, do you have any rap questions to ask? Because I know I don't. Just asking.
No. Just threw it at you.
But I bet this guy does.
Oh, dude, he has the questions for everything. Like,
well, wasn't he... He was there when they found it.
He was already there when, next to Ice Cube, when he decided to come out with his fucking first thing.
Right.
Yeah. Yo, I knew when he was still ice water, fool. And then he turned into Ice Cube eventually. You know what I mean?
So given the fact that, have you always been into producing, making beats, or is that something you kind of fell into when Metallica didn't work out for you?
No, music in general is just everything to me, man. I don't care what it is. I'll play anything, do anything. I don't care. I love music.
Music related.
When these guys came at me and said, make some music, I'm like, let's do it. Let's do this, man. I want to have some fun. So that's where I'm at, man. So it's all good times.
Now, if you guys have any fans out there, they can call in at 909-475-7443. And ask some personal questions, or maybe
7449.
7449. I don't know what number I just gave out. So 909-475-7449. There you go. Pigs at the end. Or just call in and win a date with Badger.
I'd like to hear the music. Right, I'd like to hear what kind of music they have going on now.
Okay, so before you got here, we played one track and we fell in love with it already. It's now the official Pigs Radio theme song.
That's good.
It's called Lick That Lick That Pickle. Did I pronounce that correctly, by the way?
Oh,
Badger loves the title, by the way.
Is that the video you guys are playing?
No, we were watching porn after that. But it has something.
It goes hand in hand.
And yeah, it's something really, really related to that. Just actually.
And I actually have a pickle shirt, and I was going to wear it today, and I was like, I don't feel like wearing a bra, so I'll just put on the sweater so no one will know.
So everyone knows now that she only has a bra on underneath. So
she doesn't have a bra.
Oh, exactly. She doesn't have a bra.
That's what happened. Ooh. She's free balling.
She's free balling. And she's thinking about pickles.
There you go.
I was just gonna ask that. Does that consider free balling for chicks?
Yeah.
No. That doesn't sound right.
Okay. Would you rather balls be between her legs or up on her chest?
No. Obviously, I prefer it on her chest. But then, okay, like when I say chesticles, I'm not like really picturing nuts on her chest. You know, what I mean? It's just called a chesticles. But I mean, free balling, no. That's a guy only thing.
Yeah,
that's
right?
A guy only thing.
No, it's not. It's not a guy only thing.
Like boot balling or like fucking, I don't know, free. tits. I don't know.
Okay, so if you had to name it, what the fuck would you name it?
I don't know. I'm trying to conjure up a name.
Call in.
I know, right? Call in.
All
right,
everybody
call in and give us the name of Titties Hanging.
Hanging low.
Hanging low. Wait. No, well, that's not
the Badger cities are monsters. They hang low and sad and shameless.
As long as we're moving it to Badger, it's all right.
Yo, baby, you have your asshole licked by a fat man in an overcoat?
Badger has, definitely. All right, so we're going to check out Time Seekers and the name of the song, once again, Lick That Pickle.
Lick
it. Do that. Familiar, huh, Badger?
Sounds all funky already. So Badger's gonna grab some pickles. Pigs will be right back.
I like the way she put her hand on that pickle. Up and down as she licks that pickle. I like the way her lips look around that pickle. Sucks the juice right out that pickle. She popped the fridge open and she grabbed the jar. Those pickles ain't gonna get far. And if she runs out, she has more in the trunk of her car. One day she wants to own her own pickle bar. She likes sweet pickles, but she loves the dill. Cause the fatter the bigger, she likes the way that it feels. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and in between meals. Her poop must look like a pickle for real.
I like the way she licked that pickle. Up and down, she licked that pickle. Up and down, she licked that pickle. I like the way she licked that pickle. I like the way she licked that pickle. Up and down, she licked that pickle. Up and down, she licked that pickle. I like the way she licked that pickle. I like the way she licked that kosher. Walk into a patio, find pickle posters. Tongue action, keep composure. Once the juice drips, you know it's all over. Continuous motion from top to bottom. Up and down, you know she wanna. No pickle that she will reject. Disappearing act, no gag reflex. Once in her mouth, she cannot eject. Tip my hat, she deserve my respect. Detect the vibe that feel like sex. She leave that pickle all nice and wet. I like the way she licked that pickle. Up and down, she licked that pickle. Up and down, she licked that pickle. I like the way she licked that pickle. I like the way she licked that pickle. Up and down, she licked that pickle. Up and down, she licked that pickle. I like the way she licked that pickle.
Lick, lick, lick that pickle. Lick, lick, lick that pickle. Lick, lick, lick that pickle. Lick, lick, lick that pickle. Lick it, lick it, lick it, lick it like that. Lick it, lick it, lick it, lick it like that. Lick it, lick it, lick it, lick it like that. Lick it, lick it, lick it, lick it like that. Lick, lick, lick that pickle. Lick, lick it, lick it like that. Lick, lick, lick that pickle. Lick. Lick it, lick it like that.
I like the way she licked that pickle. Up and down, she licked that pickle. Up and down, she licked that pickle. I like the way she licked that pickle. I like the way she licked that pickle. Up and down, she licked that pickle. Up and down, she licked that pickle. I like the way she licked that pickle.
She picked up a pickle to squeeze and lick. You'd think it had nicotine, this chick can't quit. When she don't get her fix, she throws a fit. She licks at different speeds from slow and quick. Get this skinny thing out of here, she likes them thick. Everybody pay attention as she licks the tip. She don't lick any pickle, she takes her pick. When it tastes the right way, she don't spit. Takes the time, swallows every bit. Watch the pickle vanish, magic trick. Once you get the grip of it, it ain't gonna slip. Michael Jackson would be like, this is it.
I like the way she licked that pickle. Up and down, she licked that pickle. Up and down, she licked that pickle. I like the way she licked that pickle. I like the way she licked that pickle. Up and down, she licked that pickle. Up and down, she licked that pickle. I like the way she licked that pickle.
She can lick that, lick that, lick that. She can lick that, lick that.
I like the way she licked that pickle. Up and down, she licked that pickle. Up and down, she licked that pickle. I like the way she licked that pickle. I like the way she licked that pickle. Up and down, she licked that pickle. Up and down, she licked that pickle. I like the way she licked that pickle.
New girl.
Creative domain, made to entertain. More great than a Dane, no need to explain. I'll break it down anyway, chop it up like machete blades. Slice on knives, I'm a rebel and a renegade. Brave, not afraid, smooth this way. Pull up pentang grenades when my ink fills the page. Psychotic rage, but I'm skipping out on therapy. Tap it to your mind like the force of telepathy. Apparently, got this unlocked like a felony. More bars than every single prison penitentiary like sonar. I'm seeing through you visibly, your foundation
visions weak, so I crumble your facility. So far, I have a date with destiny to spit precise rhymes like lines of symmetry. Mathematical tendency will count you out eventually. Divide your recipe, I multiply intensity. Constructing a remedy with calculus complexity. Combine all the natural elements like chemistry. Let it be my physical, has spiritual dependency. Half of me assembly with devilish necessity.
My specialty, I'm not talking hypothetically. Music runs through my blood college genetically. My remedy will make you think theoretically. Especially when I drew my words carefully. Basically, you can depend on me consistently. No rapper alive has the same consistency. Instantly, essentially, it was meant to be. Time Seekers, you know we independently. Significant, I met Dilla, magnificent. The fact that mic is in my hand, no coincidence. The evidence, I take over your residence. If you don't believe me, this battle for dead presidents. No payment plans here, I'm not talking settlements. I'm taxing what you own, a little something like the government. I'm earning it, consider my position permanent. Listen here, kid, take note, then you can learn from it. I'm burning it, keeping this verse hot like a thermos. You say you're not scared, but I got you looking nervous. Everything that you're about defeats the purpose. Best put the mic down, haven't even touched the surface.
Bob Logic, as I coexist in the abyss. Significant, mixed with intelligent bliss. I was born to spit like a camel's lips. Give a chick two humps, then she loves the dick. Leave you rattled, distressed, dismantle your defenses. Like Mickey Mantle, my hits go over the fences. You senseless, step in your repentance. Assassinate your set list with a single sentence. Emphasis be intricate, I'm killing it continuous. Ripping up the preposterous, I'm poisonous. Phosphorus, Bob Logic, not anonymous. I'm dominant and ominous. Prominent rhyme like the prime optimist. Transform into the unknown, not the norm. Born with a mic cable, not umbilical cord. Bet this like Texas Hold'em, you'll be folding. Royal flesh bit, I love to rip the ocean.
Get the details later.
Check out the new 4G phones. The Sprint HTC Evo and the Sprint like Samsung Epic are here. Both have flash players,
so you can stream PX Radio live anywhere in the country.
So if you're one of those out there having trouble getting your hands on one of these new, cool, special phones, call Arturo at the Signal Hill Sprint store. He's at 562-225-8443. That's Arturo at 562-225-8443.
We welcome all new and existing customers.
Carlo's Pizza. Family owned and operated in Downey since 1964. That's a long time, folks. Carlo's Pizza, where is it? Same place it's always been. 13230 Woodruff Avenue at Foster. Not only do we have great sandwiches, we got awesome pasta specials. But besides that, let me tell you something, folks. We got the best pizza around. You want to know how I know? Because I'm Italian and I love real, authentic Italian pizza. Where are you going to find that? I'll tell you where. Carlo's. No event is too big or too small. We do catering over here. That's what I'm talking about. We cook all the food. You eat all the food. You're going to love it. Let me tell you something. We also got delivery. If you're at home, you're watching the playoffs, you want to leave the couch, give Carlo's a call. We're going to come over there and bring you some pizza at 562-803-6753. Oof, Maron. Well, our pizza's the best pizza in town. We got all kinds of sizes from little itty bitty all the way to a party size. It's almost 2 feet long. Maron, I'm talking about 2 feet long. That's a bigger pizza. You know what I'm saying? 562-803-6753. Carlo's Pizza. Or we make a pizza you can't refuse.
Hey guys, if you want to step your game up, go to LibbyGrow.com now for your free sample of the best natural sexual enhancement product available. Find out why millions of men choose LibbyGrow when they want the fun to last and last. No order to place, no club to join, just a free sample. Go to LibbyGrow.com now to get your free sample. Not because you need it, because you want it.
Hello, Mr. Statham? Yes, this is him. I know we talked about getting you on Pigs Radio, but it is a little surprise you're on now. So if you don't mind saying hi to Mario and the best Jason Statham, can you just say, hey, babies, listen to Pigs Radio and Mario 81. Listen, babies, listen to Pigs Radio and Mario 81.
That sort of sound like a young Sean Connery, dude.
Bronx. Well, you were there for the original Sean Connery, so yes.
Yeah.
That was my homie, fool.
That's your homie?
Yeah.
Badger wants to fuck.
In case you guys don't know, love chicks. And that sex down to the kneecaps. I don't give a fuck.
By the way, did we ever come up with the name for the fucking titties that or whatever? Did we figure that out now?
Nobody's called in.
Right? Really. Fuck you, assholes. Call in at 909-475-7449. There we go. Right, Badger?
How about Free Brawn?
Free Brawn?
Free Brawn.
Free Brawn.
Are we still talking about that?
Yeah.
No? Because, I mean, it's Free Brawn.
Yeah, but Free Brawn sounds fun and shit. Free Brawn is, I don't know, like...
Well, it's fun for us.
Yeah. Wait, no bras is fun? I think that's fun for everybody.
Unless you're extremely active and you're like...
What do you mean, like sexually
because
active?
They start... bouncing.
Oh. Well, there you go. Boot bounce.
Oh, free fall.
Boot bounce?
Yeah, boot bouncing.
No, that's not as clever.
Tip ball? I don't know.
No, I don't love it.
We'll figure it out.
I don't know.
We'll figure one out before the show ends.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, we need something before we end. Badger, I don't know. Badger balls, I don't know.
What? No.
Badger balls. All right, so we checked out that first track, and then we got a second track right out of here. I'm sorry, Get Out of Town? Or wait.
Yeah, Get Out of Town.
There we go. We're still hanging out with the Time Seekers here on Pigs Radio. Yeah, once again,
yes.
Where can we go steal your shit, or can we go on the internet to find you, or?
Yeah, the main link is on YouTube. That's what we mainly focus on. Just go Time Seekers, T-Y-M-E, Seekers, you know, spelled as it is, and you'll see our videos and what's going on. We'll soon have all our music on iTunes as well. So that'll be like in July, and pretty much it.
They're doing things, Badger. Are you paying attention? Shit.
Make sure you check it out.
There's some stuff on Reverb Nation you can find. That's pretty cool. So we're out there.
Now, we got to check out one of your videos online. It was for Lick That Pickle, and you guys actually have recording inside of a fucking Food for Less, right?
Yeah, Food for Less, yeah.
And then a Big Lots.
And we got kicked out, so we had to finish the video at Big Lots.
Big Lots.
Yeah.
Dude, that's not even the best part. They have a midget friend that's dressed in a pickle costume.
Shout out to Gumby.
That's right, Gumby.
He didn't really look like a midget, though.
Who also breaks.
He also breakdancing, a midget, and...
Many talents.
And he's all painted all green and shit on the face. Like,
man, he does anything high and drunk, you know what I mean?
Well, he's 4'5". Give or take a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, he's tiny.
I think that's Badger height, right?
I think he's just proportionate, though.
He's definitely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so he's not like wobbling. Right
yeah, that's, I kept looking for the midget butt.
Yeah.
The midget butt?
Midget butt. Yeah, I kept looking for the midget butt.
Badger, they find that offensive if they're midget butts. Especially the like really big ones that look all fucking retarded. Like, fuck, dude. Like, what the fuck happened? Like, god damn.
I think that's more offensive.
I know, dude. Like, damn.
I can't believe you said midget butt. Like, what the?
Dude, seriously? Like, hold on. I'm going to itch. Like, dude, it's bad. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's like your tits, but on their ass. Like, it's just monstrous and disgusting.
Like, tit asshole or something.
Tit asshole. Yeah.
I've never heard that.
What the fuck?
I don't know. We'll figure it out. Hopefully, these guys can come out about a rap about the Badger. How about that? Maybe in your next track, maybe we can throw hot legs or I don't know, bass. Or I don't know what the fuck you guys call it, but just throw tracks at her face.
Nice. Just tracks on the face.
Oh, is that what you call it now?
Yeah, tracks
that's
going to
be the name of the song right there. Track on the face.
So, fat beats.
Dropping tracks. Oh.
So, are you guys performing anytime soon?
Let's see. The next show, if I'm not mistaken, should be in about 2 weeks or so. The Monrovia one, right?
Yes. We're working on that right now. We're discussing it all and
details.
Trying to.
It's not set in stone, but we're trying to, you know, just work out the details.
Yeah, but we've been playing in Whittier a lot, and it's a lot of fun down there at Sage where we met you guys, and that's all good. And we've been working with those people really good, so that's cool.
Yeah, I think the funnest show that we had was, in my opinion, was we did the House of Blues in Sunset.
Oh,
we did that 2 times. Right before it closed, man.
I wouldn't expect you guys to be doing it like after it closes. Like,
we're going to last days.
Show up and take it over.
Like, we're taking over, son.
So that place actually finally closed down?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
No more shows?
Well, we saw you guys, Mario and I, when Mario invited you guys down here, you guys did 3 tracks or 4 tracks or something like that, right?
3 tracks, yeah.
But you guys do full sets, right?
Absolutely.
Like, oh, most definitely.
The
3-track is kind of an insult to us. You know what I mean? We want to go out there and perform, but
you want to kind of build into a full show,
there's a time and a place, though. You know,
you kind of look at it as a teaser of what you guys are capable of doing.
Pretty much, and you know that is more of a club. people dancing and all that. So, right. So we're trying to, you know, just keep that vibe going and not interrupt that, you know. There's a time to do, you know, half-hour sets, and that's not, in that case, that's not a place. Right. You know, like that.
This place was for titties to be bouncing.
Absolutely.
Every day. That's what that
was. Well, they're Badger titties. To their music and shit, you know.
And we accomplished that.
Without bras.
They have bras. Fuck.
No, we want to do shows where we get midgets on stage and pickle costumes. We want all that shit, you know what I'm saying?
I want a production, right?
I guess what? Yeah. We do this yearly thing. We have to have them back. And you guys have to headline if you guys can bring a midget to the fucking stage.
Oh, that's absolute.
We will make the show around that.
Right there. We got that.
And then bring the girl with the fucking titties out from the fucking video.
Oh,
yeah, but
yeah, we'll
make sure you guys go to YouTube. Check out Lick That Pickle.
That pickle with the
sorry, by the Time Seekers.
Why wouldn't it be with the P?
Wait, what?
Huh? You said lick that pickle, and he said with a P.
No, with a D.
Oh, that. Right. I was about to say, what?
That. D-A-D. No, not that.
For the people that don't know, spell it out correctly so they make sure they find it.
Lick, as it's spelled, D-A-T, that pickle. By Time Seekers.
That works.
Good stuff.
All right, so... how many videos do you guys have out for your songs right now? Or are they called songs? I don't want to miss
one. Yeah. At the moment,
tracks.
We have about nine.
Yeah.
We're working with different directors that, you know, just sometimes things don't work out and we part ways. So we just recently took it into our own hands to buy our own equipment.
Right.
You know?
So this is where you're taking over because you said
absolutely.
You are also going to do videos. So this is it.
I already have three under my belt. So,
oh, right on.
Yeah. So. It's already on the way, so you know it's a one-stop shop. You know, we record, we make beats, we make videos, we do all.
We're doing it all ourselves. You know.
Just imagine, dude. It only took one porno to get him here today.
One.
Yeah. How much has he learned and grown?
Ironically, it was like a midget orgy for some reason, but I was in it. So.
Yes, Badger. Why did you make friends with these guys earlier? They have midget orgies with fucking midget butts everywhere. Just everywhere, dude. Like, it's fucking.
Our next song is called Midget Butt, actually. So,
wow.
So,
you know,
what?
Starring dude. Badger.
There's not enough filters for that. Just not enough. Oh, fuck. So, all right. So, how long have you been doing the videos then for?
Well, man, I started about 6 months ago, maybe. Just so
I get
familiar. Yeah, you know, I got the Final Cut editing program. You know, we got a badass camera and just started getting familiar with it and just, you know, trial and error, man. Just, you know.
So I'm sorry, are your videos available to see or not yet?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely, we have about 9 videos total on YouTube right now.
Right, no, but I mean the ones that you produce.
Oh, yeah, there's three of them on there right now. Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, there's three of them on YouTube right now. Yeah.
I don't know, maybe we should take a look at one.
I think we should.
We should.
It was already the song we already played. But sure, we can make that happen. Hold on, I wasn't prepared for that. Badger, goddamn it! Why didn't you let me know this shit was gonna fucking happen again?
It's not me.
It's fuck, dude. Goddamn.
But you said there's three, right? So why? Let's listen to a different one.
Well, that wasn't one of them, but.
There you go,
okay. I don't know. So are we doing where my heart is? That sounds nice and romantic.
Yeah.
Let the music be a part of me, yeah.
Yeah, the music's good too.
Let me show you where my heart is. Music's always been a part of me, yeah. And I can show you where my heart is.
I feel like I started something way back when I was nothing and I just began to rap. Yeah. Let me take you back to when I was young. Way back where I started from. Before I developed this lyrical tongue, I was just a young son living under the sun. Young one, I found out music is my passion. Before I knew about the marketing tactics. Practice, goddamn did I practice. Didn't care about the business and the madness. Crazy, sporadic, dreaming about the atlas. The world in the palm of my hand. Let me grab this dream in the music business. Let me show you what my heart is.
Music's always been. By the way, I like how you use a selfie stick to get one of these recordings.
There's cars going by you.
That's
really
what it was, man. We had cars. We had to dodge them all night long right there.
Recording inside of a guitar center.
Yeah, you saw that?
Now, what does that represent? I don't mind asking. The recording of the guitar and like that.
No, it's just a cool thing, man. It just sounds like, you know, it's more than that, exactly. Yeah, it just looks cool.
Eventually I knew that it would. Brother said I couldn't, show him that I could. Will I succeed in all likelihood? I love this music more than you know. It's just something in me that makes me wanna go. It's a certain rush in me before I start to flow. And once I'm in the zone, it's fire in the hole. The part of me that sets me free. Take me far from reality. Let me be who I
everyone looks so sad in this part. By the way, this is dangerous. He's about to get run over by a car here.
I am. Watch this.
I'm going to turn to faces of death right now.
I like his Jesus pose right now. Holding no traffic like assholes in this part.
If you really pay attention, we're looking inside the cyber cars right now. Really
that's no joke, man.
It's a red light. Hurry up, run to the street. But see, this is what you do when you do it commando style. You know what I mean? You just jump in real quick, get the shot, and then bounce.
Absolutely, man.
Is that Best Buy?
No, that was that Guitar Center.
Oh, Guitar Center.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you know what? I've never been somewhere where they have monitors.
Thank you, Guitar Center, by the way.
You're not a producer, like... son.
Shout out Guitar Center, Pasadena.
Shout out. Look at that. We're looking. I'm not by, you know what I mean?
I just gave him a bowl of cigarettes.
He's like, fuck it. I ain't going to die for this motherfucking video.
I'm out, son.
A great time.
They're like, so like, what do we do here? Like,
listen, it's a dramatic raining shot, you know what I mean?
So in this shot, who decided to go first? And that's not the midget, right?
No, okay, that's the kids that kind of represent us, you know, just
younger,
it's always
up,
been a part of, you know, it's always been a part of,
you know
me,
what I mean? Yeah,
damn, growing up in the hood,
younger us, you know, that since way back and where we are now, so yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thank you. So,
that was my second video officially. That was cool.
Again, you know, when you're shooting commando, dude, you just have to just get your shot, man.
Absolutely, man.
It's like wherever the fuck you're at, you know, just go with it.
Definitely.
What do you shoot
at? That way too, you know what I mean? It's just like jump in and get in, you know, and who cares who sees you not, you know? Yeah. We like the tension, so.
No shame.
So who decided whose iPhone you guys were going to record this whole thing in?
That the selfie stick part of it. Yeah, it was absolutely iPhone status.
And
man,
it was
absolutely.
His selfie stick too.
Yeah. Hey, grown man with a selfie stick
right
here.
The whole packaging thing, you know.
And it does have a rape band for the record. So.
Oh, yeah.
And we actually used it for that video.
See, now the Badger got all excited. Like, oh, now there's rape? Yes. Look at Badger just all thinking about rape being fluttered or whatever the fuck it is that you do.
It's only rape in the beginning.
Oh.
Ooh.
Damn.
Dang, that's kind of a turn on.
That's what you gotta do.
Watch out.
Because it's not rape anymore if you start getting into it, right? So then you're not a victim.
Wow.
Yeah, very true.
Like come out on top.
Badger was a victim at a very young age by your dad. Just very young age.
I see.
It's bad.
Yeah.
But they still see each other. They still have that healthy sexual relationship.
Oh, nice.
Can you guys make a song about Badgers being touched by your dad like on the next album? Can you guys do that? Filmed all, obviously, inside of the rave van. We'll plush it all out with, like, shaggy carpet.
Oh,
and
nice. Once I was 7 years old.
Badger, he already has the first part of the song. Shit's going to go fucking worldwide. Watch.
We got to use the van, though. Don't forget the van.
Badger was snail trail all over the van.
Because I'm picturing it happening, and I'm like, oh,
I know
shit.
You are. Not there, Dad. Fuck. Put it in my ass. Too serious? Too real?
We don't do that.
Took it the wrong
that
direction.
That would be rape.
Badger told us that she is saving her fucking asshole for marriage, allegedly.
Oh, nice.
Allegedly.
I'm going to clap for that one.
Hey, he's excited.
He's like, hey, I'm man. Saying,
yeah, like, yeah. Hallelujah.
There's got to be a goal in life, right? I mean, it really does.
He's like, I just so happen to have a ring right now.
A St. Moth ring?
Let's go to Vegas. Let's go to Vegas right now.
So tell us about St. Moth. So on top of making beats and, you know, having these guys, you know, rap for you because you're a pimp like that, tell us about St. Moth. What is
Big
that about?
Pimper.
It's a beer company. It's a brewing company, man.
Tell us about beer. This guy drinks beer like he needs it to live.
Oh, man.
I'm thirsty.
Holy water.
That's all it is. You know, somebody told me one time, beer with, it's everybody's just
loves it. It's just one of those things. It's a beer thing. It's just when the economy's bad, beer's better. You know, and yeah. when it's good, you know, beer sells, man. So that's all we did, man. We just got together with some friends and made some brew. So
did it start off in the tub or in the toilet?
Oh, yeah. No. It was in the kitchen just like everybody else. Don't let them fool you. Yeah, I mean, I've heard of people making beer in dorm rooms and shit. So I just got on it, man. Just jumped on it, came up with a name. Start making beer, having a good time.
Were you being attacked by a giant moth when you thought about this? Or
no, actually, you know, when we were making beer, a bunch of moths flew in the room, and we were like, let's call it moth.
Dude,
beer.
Moths. And, that's our name.
And I was talking to my wife, and she said, what are you going to call it? I said, let's call it St. Moth Brewing Company, you know. So
that's actually his secret ingredient.
Put death moths in the nose.
In the van. No, but it's all good, man. We have a good time with it, so it's all good.
So can people find this actually out somewhere? Like, can I go
not
to
yet.
The,
not yet. Not yet. We just do private parties, little private events, and have a
with
good time.
With the Brave Van? Yeah.
Brave Van.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So what kind do you have? I mean, what kind do you have? You have Pilsners, you have IPAs.
Ooh,
what do you
we got a California Citrus IPA. We got
the mango one, man.
Yeah, mango lemon Pilsner.
So good for sure. So good.
Oh, we made a beer for Super Steve. It's a cucumber lime. Super Steve, where you at? Call in.
Super Steve is our homeboy now.
I know
so
he's
cool.
He's a down motherfucker right there.
Marty's all excited. I'm tight with him now.
And lightning
like he's not a midget, but like, dude, that's just as cool.
But no, Lightning from K Rock wanted a beer. We turned him on to some Oreo cookie stout. I have some for you guys before we leave out of here.
Do you know what? He keeps saying that. That's probably the 10th time he said it. I think he's waiting for us. Waiting for us to go to the Brave Fan. That's what it is. Because he said it, like, there's been enough time to go get the shit and bring it in so we can try it. Yeah, like, but like, no.
Come with me to the van.
It's in the van.
It tastes better in the van.
Let's go, Badger. I need some help from Badger.
Well, here you know there's no bra, so less work. So
you gotta watch out.
Ready to go.
Yeah. And I'm wearing a skirt, so.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh, shit.
Badger never wears any underwear, and she always has a hole cut out in the pants ready to go. So
nice. Easy access.
Might have you beat.
Love it.
Just crotchless fucking pants.
Nice.
Oh, my God, crotchless Mario. Pants. Jesus Christ.
What? Not my fault, you old crotchless
pants. With the
pants.
Edible underwear.
Yeah, ooh. Fucking hole. Shit. Getting all fucking mad and shit. So as we have hoes in this house, we're gonna check out another fucking track. Let's see what else we got.
Do it.
Got that feeling of hoes in this house. How about that?
That's a good one.
What, the hoes or the fucking got that feeling?
Both of them.
Ooh, Pigs Radio. We got that feeling.
Yeah.
Got the feeling that I'm feeling when I get drunk. Got the feeling that I'm feeling when I get drunk. Got the feeling that I'm feeling when I get drunk. If you're feeling what I'm feeling, put your hands up. Got the feeling that I'm feeling when I get drunk. Got the feeling that I'm feeling when I get drunk. Got the feeling that I'm feeling when I get drunk. If you're feeling what I'm feeling, put your hands up. In the fast lane, switching first to sixth gear. The first 10 minutes already my sixth beer. In here, and I'm feeling sincere. I'm sending in Sin City this year. No time to waste, going straight to the bar. Bartender, give me 10 shots, your finest alcohol. Put it on my tab, I don't even need a card. What I do, cash rules, so you know I party hard, huh? And I got it like that. Never wait in line, and the girls be like that. Strike back, flirtatious game. Get over here, Scorpion, be my song to play. While you by yourself, girl, shake that thing. Loosen up, turn up, that's why we can. I got that feeling, momentum is really gonna pop a bottle, pull a model, hands to the ceiling, Got that feeling that I'm feeling when I get drunk. Got that feeling that I'm feeling when I get drunk. Got that feeling that I'm feeling when I get drunk. Got the feeling that I'm feeling when I get drunk. Got the feeling that I'm feeling when I get drunk. Got the feeling that I'm feeling when I get drunk. If you're feeling what I'm feeling, put your hands up.
Put your hands up. You messed up. Not there yet. Drink up. Or you like her? Speak up. If she says no, so what? On to the next girl. What's up? Wanna hook up? Let's link up. There's 100 different ways that I can think of to get you into bed. Start with a hot tub. I don't drink one or two. I drink all night long. Have you ever played striptease beer pong? I got hot chicks, got them in their thong. They love me long time, like they're from Hong Kong. Stumbling, I'm mumbling. I'm spilling my drink, I'm fumbling. Keep the beers coming, I'm chugging them. Driving on the way home, I'm struggling.
I got an empty cup.
Fill it up.
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 Got that feeling that I'm feeling when I get drunk. Got that feeling that I'm feeling when I get drunk. Got that feeling that I'm feeling when I get drunk. I'm feeling when I get drunk. Got the feeling that I'm feeling when I get drunk. Got the feeling that I'm feeling when I get drunk. If you're feeling what I'm feeling, put your hands up. If I'm okay, then she's okay. And if she's okay, her friend's okay. And if her friend's okay, then we okay. And if we okay, we all okay. If I'm okay, then she's okay. If she's okay, her friend's okay. And if her friend's okay, then we okay. And if we okay, we are okay.
Check out the new 4G phones. The Sprint HTC.
So that's how the feeling looks like.
I love it. And I'm like really both like,
So if you're one of those out there having trouble getting your hands on one of these new, cool, special phones, call Arturo at the Signal Hill Sprint store. He's at 562-225-8443. That's Arturo at 562-225-8443.
Sorry.
We welcome all new and existing customers.
Carlo's Pizza, family-owned and operated in Downey since 1960.
Hey, where are you going to bring our long time, bring Carlo's, Carlo's Pizza. Pizza? Where
is it? I don't know they're open this late, but 7-Eleven is. And nothing's too good for our guests on Pigs Radio.
Not only do we have great sandwiches, we got awesome pasta specials. But besides that, let me tell you something, folks. We got the best pizza around. You want to know how I know? Because I'm Italian, and I love real, authentic Italian pizza. Where are you going to find that? I'll tell you where. Carlo's. No event is too big or too small. We do catering over here. That's what I'm talking about. We cook all the food. You eat all the food. You're going to love it. Let me tell you something. We also got delivery. You're at home. You're watching the playoffs. You don't want to leave the couch. Give Carlos a call. We're going to come over there and bring you some pizza at 562-803-6753. Oof, Maron. Well, our pizza is the best pizza in town. We got all kinds of sizes from little itty bitty all the way to a party size. It's almost 2 feet long. Maron, I'm talking about 2 feet long. That's a bigger pizza. You know what I'm saying? 562-803-6753. Carlos Pizza. Or we make a pizza you can't refuse.
Hello, Mr. Statham? I know we talked about getting you on Pigs Radio, but
we're talking about fucking
it's a little surprise you're on now. So if you don't mind saying hi to Mario and the best Jason Statham, can you just say, hey, babies, listen to Pigs Radio and Mario 81.
So I don't have water
listen,
in it.
Babies. Listen to Pigs Radio, Mario 81.
Allegedly.
It's not a legend.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, it was. It was true. That was totally Jason Statham.
Totes. Totes.
You know what is totes, though?
Welcome to
you know what?
Yay!
I thought we were going to get away with it. Because earlier you didn't do it. This motherfucker. This motherfucker fucking decided to do it.
But that's okay.
Fuck this song, dude.
Because it's time for us to share what Pigs is all about.
We haven't done the Kill Mike thing.
Fuck this song.
We're pigs. No underdog. Kind of weird now. All by myself. Radio is not queer. We're safe inside of a house. What, to assume?
Maybe this one.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. We're still hanging out with the Time Seekers.
Yeah.
Time Seekers. What's up?
Yes, yes.
That, listen, the other two tracks are fucking awesome. That one was a good one, man. That's a good, like, party track, dude. I mean, I would definitely party to that shit.
Thank you, man. Thank
like,
you.
I mean, like, what kind of party are you talking
Vegas,
about?
Not fucking, like, going, you know, like, driving fucking either drive. Well, being at a motherfucking party or driving to a party. That's a party track, dude. Yeah. That gets you hyped up for a party.
This is what you're listening to in the shower, like when you're putting on your fucking makeup, getting ready to fucking go out that night?
No, dude.
Hamburger Mary shit?
No.
Oh, no?
This is
oh.
The definite, like, fucking being at the party and shit. You fucking rapping to bitches. I can already picture the video. You guys got a video
bitches.
For this one?
Oh, no, no. That's actually, I'm working on that one. I'm
doing by the pool and shit. You're walking in. All that good shit, dude.
Absolutely.
Make that shit happen, dude.
Yeah, hit us up, man. You guys want to get in the video?
Badger. I need a badger in the video, so.
We'll put Mario in the thong and shit.
I already got it on. Backwards.
Got the feeling that I'm feeling when I get drunk. Got the feeling that I'm feeling when I get drunk.
Well, that's what
he's definitely feeling it.
He got that feeling right now. You know what I mean?
That's what the song's about.
When he was creating, when
all alcoholics, put your cups up. You know what I mean?
Exactly. When he was working on the beat, that's what this is the condition he was in when he was working on the beat.
So DJ Philly over here, went, as soon as he walked out of the fucking bathroom, he had his own Soul Train singing to the track. And mind you, he can't barely hear the track because it's not playing anywhere other than the headphones. So with his supersonic hearing, heard that shit from like a mile away and came in fucking lyrics ablazing, hands all up in the air, fucking hair just like... like midget ass, just fucking top of everything. Like it was wild.
You know,
that was just his exit from the bathroom.
And you know what? My wife could totally relate to that because she sees me do that shit all the fucking time. All the fucking time.
She's like, there he goes again, fuck fucking Soul Train motherfucker.
Why?
Like,
why? Pigs radio, God
why?
Damn it.
God damn it!
You gotta do what my friends are here.
So are all you guys married too? Or I mean,
no, I'm not.
To each other?
So you're picking up on the groupies. So you're the one that picks up the groupies.
I'm the groupie lover.
Yeah, we just set him that way.
Jimmy up, homie. Jimmy up.
Like, can you say, like, have you actually hooked up with shitload of chicks, like thousands, like Badger has, like
dudes? Well,
I'm not quite on Badger status, but
oh shit,
my number's up there though. Yeah, I'm not shy. That's
you're
the
not,
truth.
You're not quite
there's pictures, by the way.
Oh, there's pictures.
There's evidence. <Shit.
laughs> Proof.
I like to have a good time. It's just that simple. And I'm single and
good time with the
that
ladies.
Means he's gonna bone everything he sees.
Absolutely.
Just everywhere, just plowing ass.
If your pencil sharpener, if your pencil sharpener has a skirt, I'm gonna fuck it. It's just like,
damn.
Wow. We got a new underdog, huh?
We aim for low on this band too. Like it. Fuck it. I can only imagine what, you know, you've made friends with at the levels at Sage.
You know what? I will
say.
Is
that a pickup spot for you? Because there's a ton of fucking chicks that do that.
Yeah.
Mostly big and ugly and old retired cholas.
That night, that's the more experience.
It wasn't the cream of the crop, you know what I mean?
But there was pussy.
There was some there. You can pick out a couple of winners out of the crowd.
It's the experience that counts.
It's the experience.
That night, actually had some girls there, so it's a little different. I wasn't really searching.
Did they have bras or no bras? Because apparently now it's important.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's all good, man. Sometimes that's, you know, how it goes.
Yeah, you do it. You know what I mean? You want to guarantee, you know what I mean? You don't want to fucking guess and shit if you're going to fucking make out or not.
Absolutely. Hey, but seriously, whenever I see old chicks dress up like young chicks, they never have bras because you can always see their fucking nipples just
penetrating through. Yeah, absolutely.
Just straight up. Uh-huh. Badger, you're almost at that age, so I know that you're gonna be there soon. Like,
almost at that age.
Almost at that age. So see, that wasn't as bad as the underdog calling you fucking old.
Did he fucking call me?
Oh, yeah, that was on air.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, that's nice.
Well, my memory's gone, so maybe I
can't. Be right. No wonder you're into old.
This bitch has fucking old timers now.
This explains why you're into old man porn and shit.
Maybe.
Like, you're kind of getting up there.
My peers, right?
She really does love old man porn. Don't.
Oh, nice.
It's the flavor of the week.
You like the second balls, huh?
I don't know.
These
I don't
are
know
her
what
confessions.
It is.
He's like, I have a couple of white hairs right here.
Ooh, white hair porn.
Shut up, because eventually that's going to be you.
I got white hairs now. Not as much as Mystery Nigga, though.
Oh, shit.
He invented them, right?
I looked at my chest the other day, and I was like, where did it all... Okay, I'm used to the hair. I'm used to the fucking the chin, but on my chest, that shit freaked me the fuck out more than the gray hair on the ball. The chest hair is fucking...
Only one ball?
Like,
one ball,
like, ball shit, ball. I'm a dinosaur.
There's one gray hair on my right ball, dude. Like, the rest of it is, like, nice and fucking dark and, like, luscious and luxurious. But that one ball has that one fucking gray hair that I'm like, motherfucker, and it hurts to pluck. You can't pluck the motherfucker. You just can't.
I don't think I've ever heard to, but I can't.
You gotta trim it, that's all.
Well, I trim it down to like the fucking follicle, you know?
Wait, with clippers or with fucking scissors?
No. Well, I have to landscape the whole thing. I manscape, but I don't get that close. I don't do the shaving, none of that shit, dude. So, yeah, I get close. So, I mean, with the fucking clippers, dude. Clippers.
Mr. Nigga really goes out to the places where they thread for the eyebrows. And he's like, gets a shit
he's like, get my luscious
fucking crush the whole time. Like, hold on. Hold the string. Like okay.
No, don't touch the black hair. Just get the gray one.
Yeah, that's it. That's
pick
it.
Them out. Pick
I'll
them out.
I'll pay you $45, Ling Ling, for fucking just to pull out the gray one.
Ling Ling. Ling is just admiring your one luscious ball with one fucking gray hair.
So, Ling Ling, if you're out there, please call in.
Call in at 909-475-7449. Ling Ling, where are they? Where are they keeping you at?
Bok bok bow. Hurry up, cha cha.
Anyway, give her a nice ass tip.
Just I do tip. Of the tip.
Aw, poor Ling Ling.
I know she's so disappointed.
So, all right. So, once again, this last song, what was that really about?
Got that feeling?
Yeah. No. Wait.
Yeah, that's one.
That was the last one? Shit.
The party song.
The party song. That's all it is, man. Yeah. Just drunk, getting drunk. Got that feeling that I'm feeling when I get drunk. You know, that's the hook. It's just party song, man. There's no concept to it, or there's really no deep thought to it. It's just party, get fucked up, have a good time, and live life.
That's right.
It's that simple on that song.
Summer Damn. 16, yeah. man. That's well, a good summer fucking, song.
That's
man.
What it is, motherfucker. Don't ask me again. That's what I got right now. Shit, like, all right, dude. I'm sorry. So sorry. You know what? But for fucking this guy, I'll do this shit again, though.
I got that feeling that I'm feeling.
He's like, what's worse again?
Yeah.
Got that feeling that I'm feeling when I get drunk. Got that feeling that I'm feeling when I get drunk. Got that feeling that I'm feeling when I get drunk. If you're feeling what I'm feeling, put your hands up.
Come on.
All right, so we're going to check out one more song by these guys, and supposedly it's a vagina song.
Yeah, that's that one.
But it's not about Badger, right?
Actually, I was inspired by Badger, so based on a true story.
Shit.
Damn, Badger. Damn.
I'm scared to hear it.
That's the reason why.
The mushroom growing, right?
Your life.
Your
life.
The mushroom growing. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
All right, so.
One up.
Now, is this about like specific vagina, like one person that broke your heart or probably touched you where she was supposed to?
This is literally like we were thinking about porn when we wrote this song.
Nice.
It was for
now.
Porn.
Does it make it gay when all three of you guys are doing research at the same time?
We're just staring intensely, at, you know, in each other's eyes gazing, if you will. Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking a little bit.
And Bob said, "Let's make it a
dim the lights down." You know what I mean?
Especially because
pop the bottle of wine,
like a great ball hair really added to it. You know what I mean? It was just great ball hair really added to the mood.
And then we got Jay out swinging his hair around. You know?
There's no video for this yet.
This one really like. They're married, so we really gotta like plan it right and do it right.
Damn. So. By the way, you're just giving away all your secrets, and now you guys are fucking busted. Right? And I can imagine if this guy's hair looks like this. Imagine his fucking ball hair. That shit just looks like fucking
long and luxurious.
Luxurious.
It's actually a buff fro. Don't let it deceive you. Right?
Nah, he braids it too. He braids it.
A man fro.
He braids it. That shit.
I don't even think Jamaicans do fucking the whole fucking
dreads on that
dreads
shit
down there, but. This guy does. He's like my dog after, like, I don't take him to go get groomed.
He does this shit all gangster. He's, like, sitting on the porch braiding his hair and shit.
Hey, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just braiding my ball hair.
Keeping it gangster, fool. That's why I'm braiding my shit, cut.
It's all linked up from the fucking chest down to the leg to the
nuts. He's got the treasure trail going on.
Straight back to the gooch, and then it just falls like a waterfall.
This is drizzly.
Majestic.
Drizzly to the gooch.
That really ran off of nowhere, and here we go. Yeah, fuck it, makes me happy. Fuck, this is porn.
Enjoy it.
That sound pretty porny.
Don't stop.
I'm okay.
If you got the money, she won't.
won't stop. She can keep it going like non-stop. Put your head back down like don't stop. Make that pussy go pop, it's non-stop. If you got the money, she won't stop. She can keep it going like non-stop. Those panties down there have a wet spot. How many licks does it take to get it red?
You know I'm gonna make the kitty cat purr. Gonna beat it up all night, that's her. Massacre, in and out, go faster. Got her screaming, oh God, like a pastor. I ever get faster, you like the way I do it, huh? I'm the master, that makes you my student, huh? Little Lucy, pussy so juicy. Lick you up and down till your juice box empty. Who's she? Bend her over, don't tempt me. Three's company, it's okay, I'm friendly. A frenzy, hi, nice to meet you, Shelly. I bend over, but let her lick you gently. Now flip over, I'm gonna fuck you sexy. And you eat her like it served at Denny's. Flip it in position, double pussy penetration. Two chicks, my dick, that's a perfect equation.
You know you love your pussy. You know it makes me happy. You know you love your pussy. You know it makes me happy. You know you love your pussy. You know it makes me happy. You know you love your pussy. You know it makes me happy.
Non-stop. If you got the money, she won't stop. She can keep it going like non-stop. Put your head back down like don't stop. Make that pussy go pop, it's non-stop. If you got the money, she won't stop. She can keep it going like non-stop. Those panties down there have a wet spot. How many licks does it take to get it red
that
hot?
That pussy so good right there, I get it red hot, red hot. That pussy so good right there, I get it red hot, red hot. That pussy so good right there, I get it red hot, red hot. That pussy so good right there, I get it red hot, red hot.
Yeah.
That's not the button I was looking for. There we go.
Hi, my name is Patty, and I survive instant death every day by listening to Pigs Radio.
Pigs Radio still broadcasting with the Time Seekers.
Yeah.
Damn, you guys are right up our alley. You guys are just filthy fucking pigs, and it's
there's a van.
There's a rape van. This guy makes his own fucking beer. You guys think about pussy, titties. Like,
fucky, sucky.
There's all kinds of shit. Like, hey, I think we're going to be best friends, guys.
Blood brothers.
I'll make sure she fucks all of you guys at the same time. And then we'll be filming your fucking video on Impulse with some other fucking random iPhone and a selfie stick.
Nice.
Outside of her ass.
Absolutely.
Oh, is that it? Is that the end of the story?
I don't know. I just started thinking about it, bitch. Get off my fucking ass.
Fuck.
Damn, dude. What? Your fucking ball hair.
And you also left out that she's going to be dressed as a nun in our next video.
Right.
Yeah. With milk,
just
right?
Titties everywhere.
Giant glasses of milk.
Titties. Milk cookies. Titties.
Sure.
All right, Pigs Radio wants to thank you guys for coming down.
Yes.
Hopefully you guys will come back and bring more titty songs. And
absolutely.
You guys are doing the Lord's work. Good job, guys.
I think we got to work on a Pigs Radio anthem song.
Because Mr. Mayor really hates this one. He just hates it.
Why you gotta play?
Because of pigs.
We think that's okay. Yeah. But this is what we like
right
now.
So okay.
I thought we were getting away with it. You just playing it once. Now you gotta play it a fucking second time.
What pigs is all about?
Your dig.
Pigs.
Your dig.
So I don't know. These guys say they're gonna down to throw us one.
Thank you. Thank you for stopping it, dude. I was like, fuck. I
know you're about to cry. Go take us that next bar. All right. That note. Thank you guys for coming down. Don't steal shit.
Thank you.
Stay out of jail.
Any shout-outs? Any shout-outs to anybody?
Oh, dude, we don't have 10,000 hours. You know these rap groups are gonna fucking thank everyone.
Shout out, fucking.
Hey, dude, you guys didn't win an award, so you guys make this shit fucking quick.
This ain't the Source Awards, homie. Don't start throwing chairs around.
That's a Soul Train hallway, though. That's for sure.
That is for sure.
That's a stamp now.
Stamp. All right, go ahead.
No, seriously. Thank you to the Natural Recording family. Everybody at St. Moth. My wife, family, everybody out there, love you very much. Natural Society, what's up?
By the way, did you say your white family?
My wife. And my wife.
Oh, okay. Oh, guys, just like, yeah, this is clear.
The white family. Yeah, the white family, man.
The white family. I like it.
Well, he is Mexican, so, you know, he might have a second family somewhere else.
You know, like, he might have wore a white girl. Like, you don't know. Like,
you know, honey, there might be a girl in the van on the way home.
I can guarantee there's going to be a girl in the van. All right, go ahead, though. Sorry.
All right, man. Shout out to my wife and family, all my friends and supporters at our shows and stuff. Shout out to all the DJs that spin our stuff at the clubs.
I did that.
We just love your support, man. We appreciate every minute of it.
All right, I would like to thank God for giving me this.
Ah, oh, shit, man.
Sweet baby Jesus. 12-inch,
this 12-inch penis that I got is due to God.
Wow.
So,
Badger's interested. Look at Badger.
She's like, penis? That was a call to all groupies right there.
So, yeah, just...
How many times have you shown your penis to a random chick you met at a show?
Oh, dude, I just wear trench coats for no fucking reason.
I let him borrow the van all the time.
All the time, bro. You know what I mean? He has a little
Pennington Barrow here, fucking trench coats and shit.
I kind of device.
There's a red hat too, motherfucker.
Ginger. Ginger dicks.
Thank you, my family, friends, my loved ones, the people that have been there since day one. That's my Time Seeker family.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Time Seeker family. That's it.
You guys got some good shit, man.
Thank you guys. And again, please check us out. Watch us on YouTube. Always videos. EP's coming out in July.
EP's coming out in July.
We're going to have a party. Let's have some fun. You know what I'm saying?
Let's have some fun, man. We the real deal.
Damn. Badger, there's a party. Now, you know you're not allowed to go to parties anymore. Because she just, dude, I'm telling you, snail trail everywhere.
Oh my God. Nice.
She fucks dudes left and right and then jacks off other dudes later. Like, oh, yeah. There's a schedule on this, like, Badger tour. And that's just
that happens one time. And I can't get rid of it.
Well, you're the Badger, duh.
Yeah, you're like the Herps of that situation.
You got a badge for doing
just can't get rid of it.
You got a badge for doing it.
Wow.
The Herbs of Life shows, eh? Come on, let's go.
All right, so on that note, pigs out.
Fuck you, Badger, even though you're in.
Poor goblin.
Hey, yo, DJ, stop the music.
Countdown.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Initiating shutdown sequence. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool. Fuck you, I'm out.
This show may cause birth defects and or cancer. Void where prohibited in the southern red states. Official sponsor of the Special Olympics. Not really. 2% financing available for nothing. See your official Toyota dealer for recall as penalty for not buying American. This show may cause massive amounts of marijuana consumption. This show has been a joint venture of cockballs and ass. Free salad tossing available upon request. Visit RobertReese.com. Sexual relations among cousins is not incest.
Thank you.
That will conclude this evening's entertainment.